Listen to this news. U.S.-China Forge Group to solve trade issues, leader summit looms. Signaling a potential easing of relations between the globe's two dominant economies, the United States and China unveiled plans Monday to create a focused group dedicated to addressing persisting trade issues and investment dilemmas. This significant revelation followed a dialogue between Washington's Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo and China's Commerce Minister Wang Wentao. Their dialogue is but one of a sequence of high-profile diplomatic interactions hinting at an impending summit between U.S. President Joe Biden and China's President Xi Jinping later this year. Underscoring the monumental nature of their financial ties, Secretary Raimondo described the rapport between the U.S. and China as unparalleled in global significance. The primary objective of this newly minted working group encompasses identifying actionable solutions to trade and investment challenges, propelling U.S. commercial interests within the vast Chinese market. Biannual sessions have been charted for this group, with the debut meeting set for next year on American soil. Beyond the realm of the working group, both superpowers have shown eagerness to launch an export control enforcement information exchange. From Washington's perspective, this mechanism aims to diminish potential misreadings of U.S. national security protocols. For the group's inaugural assembly, officials at the assistant secretary echelon will gather in Beijing come Tuesday. Plans for cyclic discussions between the commerce leaders of both nations are also unfolding. Reflecting on the intricate and multifaceted U.S.-China dynamic, Raimondo articulated that this relationship, by nature, presents challenges. Disagreements are inevitable, yet Wang will remain confident that through candid, transparent, and pragmatic dialogue, progress is within reach. Wang echoed this sentiment, noting his delight in forging economic and trade discussions with the U.S. Commencing her Beijing itinerary on Sunday, Raimondo received a warm reception from Lin Feng, head of the Commerce Ministry's Americas and Oceania Department, and U.S. Ambassador to China Nicholas Burns. Expressing her optimism via the digital platform X, Raimondo voiced her hope for a productive sojourn. Her Monday agenda spotlighted a display of U.S. beauty offerings curated for Chinese clientele at a prominent Beijing hotel, with Ambassador Burns by her side. She is set to venture next to Shanghai, the heartbeat of China's economic prowess, with an exit marked for Wednesday, as detailed by the U.S. Department of Commerce. This proactive collaboration underscores the mutual commitment of both nations to navigate trade frictions, laying the groundwork for sustained economic synergy against a backdrop of global rivalries. Latest news, U.S.-Mexico trade overtakes China. Rise of nearshoring and economic dynamics.